Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Jeremiah. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord, I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another, or say to each other, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. The word of the Lord. Let us read this psalm responsibly. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Though its waters rage and foam, and though the mountains tremble with its tumult.
There is a river and streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High.
God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be shaken. God shall help it at the break of day.
The nations rage and the kingdoms shake. God speaks and the earth melts away.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Come now, regard the works of the Lord, what desolation God has wrought upon the earth.
Behold the one who makes war to cease in all the world, who breaks the bow and shatters the spear, and burns the shields with fire. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
A reading from Romans. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For no human being will be justified in his sight by deeds prescribed by the law, for through the law comes the knowledge of sin. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been disclosed and is attested by the law and the prophets, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction. Since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, they are now justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ, whom God put forward as a sacrifice of atonement by his blood, effective through faith. He did this to show his righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over the sins previously committed. It was to prove at the present time that he himself is righteous, and that he justifies the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of boasting? It is excluded. By what law? By that of works? No, by the law of faith. For we hold that a person is justified by faith apart from works prescribed by the law. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. They answered him, We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free? Jesus answered them, Very truly, I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
I'm going to invite, as you are seated, I'm going to invite our confirmands to come forward. Hopefully they remember what order they're going to be speaking in. Decisions. Some siblings in Christ get hung up on making a decision for Christ. They ask boldly whether people have claimed Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. I get it. There are times when all faithful people have to make decisions. In the gospel reading this morning, we hear that there are people who have been following Jesus. Jesus had been teaching things that were rocking their reality. They had questions. Lots of questions. Many believed in him. Yet when Jesus noted that continuing in his word makes them disciples and they will know truth and truth will set them free, some got skittish. Even in the Lutheran tradition, where we understand that it is less about our choosing Christ and much more about Jesus choosing us, there are decisions to make. Today, five young members of St. Andrew's Lutheran Church, if you're counting, one of them is on Zoom. That's the beauty of our new reality. Are choosing to make affirmation of baptism. Indeed, they are choosing to take responsibility for their faith life and walk. They are committing themselves to live among God's faithful people, to hear the Word of God and share in the Holy Supper. They are committing to proclaim the good news in Christ, not only in what they say, but in what they do. To serve all people following the example of Jesus, to strive for justice and peace in all the earth. These are big commitments. Frankly, like those early disciples, they have questions. Yet they also have wrestled with the big questions enough to decide that investing in this relationship with God through Christ Jesus within the life of the church is worthwhile. Let's listen to what they are thinking today.
I believe in God because God is love, God is family, God is friends. God is beauty of the earth. I understand that Jesus is God's son. It is important to be like Jesus to others by helping people with their problems, understanding their feelings, and serving one another with love.
Charles, who had surgery this past week and isn't feeling particularly well and decided not to grace you with that, writes, God is creator of everything, kind of like a dad to everyone. God forgives people when they do bad things because God loves them. God helps those in need. God creates and gives faith.
I do believe there is a God. Because there's no way the universe just poofed out of nowhere. I believe that God is a creator, that he created this beautiful world, this universe, this galaxy. One of the questions I still have about God, though, is why doesn't he just solve world hunger, like that one time he gave bread and fish to everybody? Or why doesn't he solve global warming with the snap of his fingers, or deal with all the plastic in the ocean? But it's not all bad things. Like, where does love come from? Or why are humans the only animals in the world that blush? Or where do emotions come from? These are questions that I have that still need to be answered, but I'm willing to take that journey to figure those out.
Um, Jeremiah tells us today that the Lord says, I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people. For I will forgive their iniquity and I will remember their sin no more. In our lives, there are some things we consider to be good and some things we consider to be bad. I believe that God is this distinction. One issue, though, of course, is that everyone has different ideas of what exactly right is and what wrong is. There are, of course, many different religions in the world. Ultimately, I do believe that each religion is centered around the want to do good, and each person individually wants to do good, which is why I still believe that God is a God of inherent truths. So this is my belief of God. But the Christian faith, of course, also includes both the Son and the Holy Spirit. These two entities are, of course, a bit more difficult to place into my theory, but they do play important roles. I believe that Jesus represents two things. For the first, I will reference the book by Marcus Borg, Meeting Jesus Again for the First Time. He claims that Jesus represents a breaking out of the status quo. Jesus challenged the ideas about right and wrong and believed by people of his time. Also, Jesus, in the traditional Christian faith, lets us know that we can do good without fear of doing something wrong. And then it is through the Holy Spirit that we can understand God, that we can see God and understand what exactly is right and what is wrong. But ultimately, there's no faith or any belief without a sense of doubt. Once you know something, you no longer believe it. But through God, we can believe in a higher purpose of rights and wrongs. Through God, we gain our morals. We can never really know. But really, given the choice between a right and a wrong and nihilism, I would choose to believe in a right and a wrong. I would choose to believe in purpose. I would choose to believe in God.
I always have such a fun time hanging out and learning about God with the rest of the St. Andrews youth. However, one of the moments when I started to appreciate the St. Andrews community the most was when COVID started and church services were moved online. This adversity could have easily prevented us from participating in worship, but instead we found ways around that. Although online Zoom church services might be a little bit of a challenge at first, we eventually figured out how this new form of worship worked. I was even more impressed when the Christmas Eve service came around. The amount of time it must have taken to find people to perform all of the beautiful Christmas music or to put together all of the readings just proves how committed we were to making that night memorable. Of course, it did feel different from normal years, seeing as we are virtual, but it definitely felt special and unique. Even before COVID, the St. Andrews community has always been special. The way we can come together during both good and bad times and support each other is truly remarkable. Not only is the St. Andrews community amazing, but also the way we serve our community around us. Ever since I was young, I can remember going to the food bank wearing the bright yellow God's Work, Our Hands t-shirt. God means many different things to me, but one of the most comforting is the reassurance that He will always be by my side no matter what happens. Life is full of uncomfortable changes and challenges, but one thing that stays the same through all of that is God's love. Even when it seems like I'm all alone, I can be consoled by the knowledge that God is watching over me and keeping me safe. That trust in Him is what makes a lot of difficult decisions easier to make. I know that whatever happens to me happens for a reason, and God has a plan for me and my future. Along with being dependable, God is trustworthy.
In the end, I choose to believe in God. And yet, God creates and gives faith. Still, it is important to be like Jesus, helping other people. And further, God forgives people because God loves them. But there are difficult questions like, why doesn't God solve all the world's problems? And meanwhile, Not only is St. Andrew's community amazing, but also the way we serve our community is striking. This is the witness of these young people. Like the witness of the church, each one has a voice, a perspective, an experience, a commitment. Together, their witness speaks of God, who is merciful and just, whose love endures forever. Many experience making affirmation of baptism as a graduation, a way of saying, I'm done. In truth, making affirmation of baptism is a commitment to remain in relationship with God and with other faithful people, as all those questions, all those awarenesses, all those commitments come into bloom. And so, welcome to the next phase of your journey in faith. We rejoice with you in the life of baptism. Together, we will give thanks and praise to God and proclaim the good news to all the world.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.